Thank you. That's good singing. My goodness. You ever... I love the Bible. I do. That's a good sign you saved. You love the Word of God. I question your salvation if you don't love this book. How could you not? You can't you cannot separate God from this word. I was sitting there reading. I've been reading it all day. I ain't done nothing today. Lay on the couch, try to rest and read and meditate and pray. And I just sitting up here, and my eye caught a verse or two. You ever do that? You ain't even looking for something, and you just see something in God's Word, and it just steps up to attention and walks off the pages. Amen. This book, it's alive. Amen. It is alive. I mean, you can read something 1,000 times. I have. Hundreds and hundreds of times. And then just one day just glance across, and shazam, it's there it is. Yes, brand new. It's like, how did I miss that? And then you'll read it 100 more and get many more truths. You'll never mine to the bottom of God's Word. Amen. Amen. Well, it sure does, Brother Jason. It surprises us. It does. It surprises all through this book. Amen. It's the best book you'll ever read. Amen. 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 We was in... we didn't hardly get to Acts chapter 21 or 20 this morning. I just sort of quoted part of a verse. But I've been in Acts. I was talking to Brother Stephen. Where's he at? I know he's not. Okay. Well, anyway, I was talking to Brother Stephen. We took his youngins up to Easley, about an hour and a half, good little ride through that storm yesterday. Lord took care of us. I appreciate y'all praying. Boy, that 15-passenger van was, it was waving. I went to get the van for them youngins. Whew, I'm telling you what, I thought I was in the Wizard of Oz. I'm sincere. It was like, I mean, it was torrential. And I felt like I'd been in the bathtub by the time I got back to pick them up. And all I had to go was from here to the front door. I mean, it wasn't far. It was coming down sideways, but anyway, I was talking to Brother Steve on the way up the road, and he got to mention some places in the Book of Acts. I won't say this; I mean it. I have been to several colleges. I know that's hard to believe, but I have, and I have studied God's Word, been taught how to preach, and hermeneutics, homiletics, and all been through. But this is something I've been taught at every college, every seminary, Bible college, every college I have any respect in. Any man of God, any godly teacher, anybody that knows anything about the Word of God, that's seasoned at all, will teach you and tell you, you do not base and build doctrine out of the Book of Acts. It is a transitional book. You must understand that's where a lot of denominations have got messed up by building and basing their full doctrine out of the Book of Acts. You compare Scripture with Scripture. I know all Scripture is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, correction, instruction, righteousness. But you do not build your doctrine and base your total doctrine out of the Book of Acts. You will get messed up. For example, I've lost some of you. I can tell already. Goodness, I ain't preaching. This ain't the message. But I was saying, Brother Jackie, I just made that announcement. He'd come up. I'm so thankful. Do you know Moses had an Aaron? David had a Jonathan. Paul had an Apollos and a Silas, Timothy. He did. What are you saying? I'm saying, hey, listen. I was just reading about, I just saw that over there. And then I got to reading down while they were singing, and reminded me, Stephen had asked me about some scripture in the book of Acts, and I was looking and it caught my eye. Y'all remember Paul, we were dealing with Paul, how he was above average. And we didn't get into that hardly much this morning, but I tried to. And y'all messed me all up preaching this morning. No. But Paul, you'd have to agree, wouldn't you? Above average Christian. I think we could all agree Paul was above average. Amen. Now, I said this morning, I ain't asking you to be Paul. God ain't asking you to be Paul. Because if I've learned anything in the Christian life, I've learned this. If I set my goals too high and continually fail to achieve them, it will depress me to the point that I quit trying. Amen. Hear me out before you dismiss what I'm saying. You young preachers listening, I'm telling you, this is the God's honest truth. I grew up in a system and an environment where the bar was set so high, if you didn't meet it, well, you might as well just sit down and be done trying to serve Jesus.
Yeah.
You a failure. Mm. And I'm going to tell you something. Everybody look at your neighbor. You looking at, we all failures. You don't know the truth about it. Many men who taught me, who I looked up to so high, when I got to know them, I found out they wasn't heroes at all. They wasn't as legendary as I thought. You know what they were? The best of men? Men at best. You say, why are you saying that? That I thought you was going to encourage us and challenge us and charge us to live for Jesus. I scalded our hides this morning. I'm trying to put some salve on this evening. I'm saying, don't quit because you didn't achieve on the first try. If you failed yesterday, forget it. Don't roll in your failure. I'm telling you, I've said this a lot, but I mean it. It is a key to the Christian life. If you roll in your failure, you will be a failure. You're going to fail. You're going to fall. I just read this last night. I believe it was last night or early this morning. Might have been early this morning. I was over in 1st, 2nd, 3rd John. Right out of the Bible, and it says clearly, if you sin, you have an advocate with the Father. Sin not. It says sin not, but then it says, but when you do, you have an advocate. And if you say you have no sin, you make him a liar. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Y'all want to get honest?
Amen.
Oh, I know. I got my tie on tonight, my coat. Jose Bank, baby. I'm styling and profiling up in here tonight. Got it soaked last night and it's dried today. That's right. We all look like Christians up in here. Know how to act, raise our hands, glory, hallelujah. But the truth is, you're going to get up in the morning and ugly Monday morning's going to come rolling around. And that old stinking flesh ain't going to be wanting to act like you acted in church on Sunday. Say amen. Say, you're the preacher. You're not supposed to be saying it. That's my entire point. Yes, I am supposed to be saying it. You know why? Because I ain't going to set some standard so high that you cannot achieve, and it's going to push you from God and even trying. You say, where'd you get that in the Bible? Okay, you right there close if you were where we was this morning. Just turn back a page. I'm going to show it to you right quick. This ain't the message, but this is right where we're supposed to be. Come on, look at it. Oh, yes. Paul, remember I said this morning, Paul had been 3 years in Ephesus and in Asia, been around preaching to the Gentiles. Remember I said that this morning? Was y'all listening? Well, we back over there. We ain't got to where he's headed to Jerusalem yet. And Paul, that man I preached about this morning, above average Paul, saved Paul, I mean, he was turning the world upside down. He was preaching and to the Gentiles and had the power of God on him from city to city, from town to town. And there he was, and these men were mesmerized by this man who once persecuted and killed Christians, and now he's preaching Christ and Christ crucified. And so he had a following. He had their attention. And people, hey, listen, if you'll get real, so will you. People will be interested in you. They are tired of fake and phony Christians. You ain't got to be perfect, but don't be a fake. That's what I'm doing preaching up here. That's why I'm up here saying, hey, bless God, you got to get it up here and don't drop. No, you're going to drop. I'm telling you that. That's what I was failed to be told a lot of my young Christian life, and so I just give up trying because I could not get there and stay there. And so what's the point? One of my best friends who, thank God, is saved today, was a deacon for years. I used to smoke pot with him. Are you listening to me, young people? That's wicked and of the devil. It's demonic, devilish.
Yes, sir.
It is.
Yes, it
I'm is. Telling you it is. Amen. It's only by the grace of God. It led me to a life of sin and debauchery. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I know the billboards look pretty and shiny with those young people, and they toasting their drinks and they having parties, but the billboards don't show you the empty hole inside of you that bottle won't fill, that joint won't fill, that pill won't fill. Are you listening? That meth won't fill. Oh, yeah, they don't put that out there. The devil will show you the fun side of sin. Them half-naked women and them young boys all pretty and pampered up. Are you listening? Your girls better stay away from them nuts. Your boys better stay away from them pretty little girls, especially mine.
Amen.
I got a gun. You better stay away from my children. God bless my heart. Mine, the rule is, when they get 30, I'll think about it. I'm saying, Paul, hey, I mean, can you imagine? They probably looked at Paul like he was a god. He had the power of God dripping off him. He was filled with the Holy Ghost of God. I just read this in silence. I'm about to read it to you out loud. He showed up and said, who baptized y'all? Y'all been filled with the Holy Ghost? Y'all been baptized with the Holy Ghost? I said, the Holy Ghost? Who's the Holy Ghost? We ain't heard of the Holy Ghost. Y'all read it? I ain't making this up. Look at Acts chapter 19. I'm going to show about them demons too. Them demons comes in drugs and music. Y'all listening? Hey, there's two things. While you're turning, young people, especially listen to me. Demons travel. This is a promise. Take it from somebody who's seen it, been on the dark side, and I've seen it. Not only have I seen it, I've had to deal with them. Demon-possessed people, I've seen men in my office, their face transforming and contorted into a dog and growling, snarling, bite at me. I had to take 7 men to subdue them in my office. Oh, that would never happen to you, would it? You have no idea the power of the dark side. You better not mess around. Hey, don't you ever take that first toke, that first drink. Amen. There ain't never been a drunk that didn't start with a sip.
Right. Amen.
Never been a pothead that didn't start with a toke. Amen. My friend, who I said was a deacon, who I used to live at, I prayed for him for years. He's seen what God did in my life. But you know why I couldn't lead him to the Lord? And I tried. I lived in sin. He knew I was a Christian. I felt so bad, but I did it. And I was so ashamed to even talk to him. But we got to be so close of friends over the years. And God got a hold of my life, changed my life. And I called and I said, Keith, man, I love you, boy. I don't want you to die and go to hell. I know I live like the devil in front of you. And I know I ain't got no testimony to you. You know how wicked I've been. But I don't want you to die. I know what the Bible said. And I love you. And I don't want you to die and go to hell. Get saved. He said, I ain't getting saved. I can't. I tried. My mom and daddy's holiness, and You can have it. You can be saved one day, Church of God, Pentecostal, and you can lose it the next. And so I can't live up to it. How am I going to live that my whole life? So what's the point if I can lose it? And I know I'm going to lose it. I can't keep it. And that's the truth. You can't. Ain't nobody ever lived that could. And for that reason, he said, he fought and wrestled that his whole young life and got so hard to that. Like, why even try? Why would I even try? I know me. And if you'll be honest, you know you. Think about it. If it was up to you to keep and maintain your salvation based on your works, I doubt there'd be many saved people here tonight. You better thank God for grace. You better thank God for forgiveness. You better thank God for the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. It ain't none of works, lest any man should boast. It's the free gift of God. And the moment you start working for anything, it ceases to be a gift. It becomes a wage. Mm-hmm. Salvation is by grace, through faith. And I prayed for Keith Gibson. I prayed for that boy. I so burdened for him, Bird. You know how you used to run around with people and then you want to get saved and you think, well, goodness, they look at me like. Well, he's seen a steady, true. I'm telling you, you can, by the grace of God, dig your way back up off the bottom. By the grace of God. I don't care how bad you've wrecked your life. Hey, are you listening? Are you listening? You need to hear that because you're going to hit the bottom.
Amen.
You may not go as far as I did, but I promise you, I guarantee you, if we was to expose and put up on the screen all your dirty laundry, I guarantee you there'd be some head hanging in here tonight, red-faced. Just the thoughts that went through some of y'all's brain tonight.
Amen.
You'd be ashamed of. Say amen. That's the truth. So I said, Keith, I'd beg him. I said, man, I'd fast. I'd say, Keith, for him and my daddy, I'd fast, pray. God, I don't want them to die and go to hell. He's a good boy. Lord, you know he's a good boy. Don't let him die and go to hell. He's my friend. He's closer to me for years than my own brothers. Lord, he's confused, and I messed it up, and I made it worse. I lived in sin with him. I confused him worse. God, help me, forgive me. And it's how good the grace of God is. Though I had failed, though I had lived wrong, because I repented and began living right, I got my eyes on the Lord and began living a life that was pleasing to the Lord. I made up my mind. I was going to live for Jesus. God didn't know me a future. God didn't know me a platform. God didn't know me a testimony. But he sure deserved it. Just my life. If I never accomplished anything. You know what happened? Brother Jackie, it wasn't long. Nowhere near as long as I thought. God began restoration. I remember walking in that church building over there. Felt like I had a white suit on and somebody poured dirty black sopping oil all over me. I felt so dirty. I hear the snickers and people psh, 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 when I walk by. I felt it. I mean, when you're in sin, you know you're in sin. Well, make a long story shorter. One night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, I was down there in Georgia. I've been pastoring a good little while, raising my little old family for the Lord, and my phone rang. Hello, Michael John. I just got off the internet 4 hours straight listening to you preach. I just got down beside my bed. That's Jesus that come into my heart and saved me.
Amen.
My friend, Keith Gibson. God gave him a godly wife. He became a faithful, one of the faithfulest men I know to this day, one of the best Christians I know. God delivered him out of that.
Amen.
I'm telling you, he can deliver you out of any lifestyle. You don't have a past that God can't forgive and cleanse and remake and remold you. Quit blaming your mom and daddy. I had a drunk daddy. I had all kind of problems. Hey, listen. Quit looking behind you. Look ahead. God's got a future for you.
Amen.
You don't have to live in your past. Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the mark of the high calling.
Amen.
Hey, listen. Quit living in yesterday. Yes. You'll never get out if you live there. Amen. Paul, right here. 19. You there? Paul had so much of God on him. He asked them boys in chapter 19, and it came to pass, verse 1, while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said, remember I told you this wasn't my story, this is what the Bible says. And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard where there be any Holy Ghost. Well, that statement could be made in Packlet, South Carolina. There's so many people around here ain't even heard where the Holy Ghost is moving. The Holy Ghost, what you mean the Holy Ghost? Ooh, is that a haunted house? What? Ooh. The Holy Ghost. No, it ain't something to fear. It is something to reverence. He is God just as much as Jesus is. And without him, we will do nothing. And Paul said, y'all been baptized? Y'all been filled with the Holy Ghost? They said, we ain't heard the Holy Ghost. And Paul goes on, and hey, don't you know? He told them, look at what he said. He said, and he said unto them, unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. You remember? All right, pause. Time out. I know where some of y'all's mind just run wide open. There it is, speaking in tongues and prophesying. Okay. Did not I start this message out by saying, do not base your doctrine. Do not build your doctrine out of the book of Acts. You say, well, that's just a good excuse. No, it's called, you don't know what you're talking about, and you better learn. There's dispensations. You know what a dispensation is? That's when and how God deals with a specific group of people for a specific time.
Amen.
And then when that time's up, and he goes to another group. The pendulum was on Israel, the apple of God's eye, the Jew, under the law, the whole Old Testament. They hardened their neck. They stiffened their neck. They were hard-headed, hard-hearted. They constantly would run back and rebel on God. That's what the whole Old Testament is about, how hard-headed and hard-hearted those Jews were. God finally had it up to here. He said, I'm done. Hey, please don't get bored with what I'm preaching tonight, because that pendulum swung from the Jew to you, the Gentile. By the way, it is not something I'm preaching about 2,000 years ago that happened. The pendulum swung 2,000 years ago from that dispensation, and while it was swinging, it swung through the book of Acts.
Amen.
And God did some miraculous things in the book of Acts to push that pendulum and to kickstart the church age and the age of grace. But if you'll read your Bible, so I ain't got time to deal with all this tonight, but I'll just tell you this. The Bible says, when that which is perfect has come, these things will cease. Okay. A lot of people say, well, that's talking about when Jesus comes back. Well, of course they would cease when Jesus comes back. No, understand, the Word of God was not penned. The man who was going to pen all of this just got saved. He was talking about when the whole canon, the whole Word of God, the whole New Testament, when we have that to have in our hand and hold, that's all you need. Those things like speaking in tongues and Paul would get up and he would preach in Hebrew and the Greeks would hear in their language and those would hear in the, it was a miracle. And prophesying. Now, all these tongue flappers out there, I have yet to hear one like to do it like the Bible says. Where's the interpreter? Number two, if all these tongue flappers out there saying they're speaking in tongues, then where's all the prophesiers? Because in the Bible, if you prophesied and it didn't come true, they would kill your tail.
Right.
Stone you. That's why we got more tongue flappers that just happen to get the gift of speaking in tongues and jibber jabber than we do with people prophesying, because people know when you are a fake and a phony when your prophecy don't come true.
Right.
They don't know what you're jibbering about.
Right.
I'll tell you, this happened. This happened. I know this happened. There was a big church gathering, and a man of God stood up, and when he stood up and mounted the pulpit and almost started to preach, a woman stood up in the back, just went off of speaking in tongues in a Baptist church. And it startled him. Brother Ned, there was a Chinese woman or a woman from another country who stood, she stood up in panic and fear and knew what that woman said. And it was cussing God. It was blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Is there a devil? Yes. Is there demons? Yes. Will he become and transform himself into an angel of light and try to replicate the power of God? Yes. Before you judge me, you better do your research. I know what I'm talking about. I've studied this hundreds of hours. Are you listening?
Amen.
Now, go back. What verse was we at? 6. Spoke with tongues and prophesied. Look at verse 7. And all the men were about 12. And he went into the synagogue, spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, disputing daily in the school of Tyrannus. And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all they which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. It's very important to Paul's trip heading to Jerusalem. Paul had been busy for the Lord. The word got out. I mean, in Jerusalem. This stuff I'm about to read to you, it made it to Jerusalem. It preceded him. They knew what he had been up to. That's why they wanted to kill him when he got there. Are you listening? Read on. Drop down to verse 13. Then certain of the... let's just continue reading. What verse was we at? 11. And God wrought special miracles. Listen, yeah, we definitely need to read this. And God, do you see that? And God wrought special miracles. Do you see that? That ain't the preacher saying that. Is that at all what your King James Bible says?
Amen.
And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body, I want you to get this. This is in your Bible. This is, when I said you don't have to be a Paul, I don't expect you to be a Paul. God don't expect you to be a Paul, but he does expect you to be above average.
Amen.
What I'm about to get ready to read to you ain't my opinion. It is the Word of God, and when you see it and read it with your own two eyeballs, you're going to understand why I said I don't expect you to be a Paul. Because you ain't.
Amen.
And I ain't. But God doesn't expect you to be you in Christ, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Look at what Paul did. It's amazing. Special miracles going on. Look at this. And when I'm trying to tie about 5-15 things together. I'm saying you don't expect to be Paul. You ain't. You get that?
Amen.
Look, special miracles going on. So that from his body, talking about Paul, from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them. And the evil spirits went out of them. Did y'all just read that?
Amen.
Ain't nobody got a handkerchief, do they? I got an old one. This goodness gracious. Ain't no telling what I'll pull out of here. Might be a frog or something like little Arliss on Old Yeller. Pull up. It's, ain't no telling. I had to make sure it's clean. Imagine Paul preaching up a storm. He's preaching. I mean, he's preaching. Preaching, preaching. Christ crucified. Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? And God's power rested upon him. And I'm sure he had to wipe his brow from time to time, throw that handkerchief down, and he'd go get another. I ain't going to mess with George. Tell him what's on your... No, I'm just kidding. But there was Paul's handkerchief. Them people saw the power of God on Paul so much, they'd pick up his snot-nosed rag and take it over there to their mom and say, "Mom, I know you've been crippled for 40 years, but here's Paul's handkerchief." And they'd stand up, healed, disease leave their body, devils depart from his clothing. Is that not what you just read? Am I reading anything into that? His aprons and his handkerchiefs, is that what the Bible says? Am I just lying? Somebody correct me. I mean, right now, correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, now, as Brother Milton Taylor would say, coming back to a blah, blah, blah. Coming back to a blah, blah. I love him. Coming back to what we were. Listen. Where you think these Looney Tunes, for lack of better words, these so-called preachers, these peddlers, who say, "Send me your money, we'll send you a prayer cloth." That's where it come from right there. I'll tell you this, Creflo Dollar wants your dollar.
Yep. Right.
But he ain't got no rag that's going to get no devil out of you. Rod Parsley, the rest of that outfit. Who's that older man? He's been around forever, goodness. He's about old as Moses. No. I heard Benny Hinn got right with God. I did hear that. I heard he got saved. I don't know. No, who's the old one? The old man. He's been around forever. Goodness. No, y'all too young to know him. Ernest Haynes is another one, but that ain't the one. This is the richest one. He's the richest one. Oral Roberts is dead too. No, goodness. Who? Not Benny Hinn. My goodness. Maybe he ain't too big to y'all, but he's rich. I'll tell you that. He's got about 10 planes. Not Oral Roberts. I can't think of the name. Whoever he is, No. Somebody will Google. One of these youngins will Google it in a minute and find him. Oh, goodness. I see his face and I can't think of his name. Anyway, that ain't the point of the story. The point of the story is he's crooked. It's good that you don't know his name. Praise the Lord. That means you ain't sent him no money. You know, it makes me so mad. My little old grandma, 93 years old, can't hardly get up and go no more. That's him. Put your phone back up, you Google devil. Kenneth Copeland, that's him. With all his millions and millions and millions, said he couldn't fly in a regular plane. Said, too many people on there. So he needed to get him several. Tens of millions of dollars raised by throwing them and mailing out those little handkerchiefs so he could buy them a new private jet. Lot number 8. I'm telling you, that is not of God. That is not of God. When I said you don't build your doctrine off of the book of Acts, I mean it. Those things ceased. Those things had a purpose. They had a reason.
Right.
And it was to get the church from the law, from turning from the law to turning to grace, to kickstart and to usher in the era and the dispensation of grace. That's what those gifts were given for. That's exactly what they were given for. And when that which is perfect, the Word of God, those things will cease because they ain't needed. You have everything you need right here. Everything God wanted you to know right here. Amen. I did not mean to get on that tonight, but Lord, we need it. I'm trying to get on down. I want you to see the miracles, the aprons, the handkerchiefs. Did y'all read that? Y'all believe that? You better. It's in your Bible. Now look, we're not going to get to chapter 20 or 21. I'm preaching backwards. Lord, have mercy. I started out this morning at chapter 21 and went on back to 19. I mean, I'm going backwards, literally, literally. Hey, that's how good God's Word is, though. It don't matter where you turn, it's all good. Anywhere you go in it. It's truth. Look at it. What happened, though? I'm going to tie back into this and we'll be done. That expectation of who you are, who you think you need to be. You better just be real and learn who you really are. In an era of social media, do you know depression has plummeted? Has risen. Loneliness has arrived, and like a haze upon young people all across the world. They have more so-called likes and friends and selfies and groups and clicks than they ever have. Yet they're more lonely and by themselves and depressed than they've ever been. Are you listening? There's been an expectation built of them. They see their friends going to parties and doing fun things, and they're not invited. And so it's fed into their mind. Well, I'm not accepted. I'm rejected. They don't like me. And do you see how that whole thing is operating? They've built up a fake profile. They've built up, and we are living in a reality that's not real. And the same thing can happen, and the devil will convince you of the same thing in the Christian life. It hindered me for 20 years of my Christian life, trying to be somebody I ain't. You better learn who you are and realize that's all you are by the grace of God. I ain't Paul. I ain't Preacher Kerrigan, as giant of a man as he was. I ain't him as much as I want to be. I ain't. But you know what? It's dangerous when you get trying to be other people. Goodness, I'm sweating my God. Are y'all listening? It's dangerous. Do you know, I know preachers all over this country, and they mimic. I've done it. Mimic other preachers. Take on their little things they do, way they say. Hey, that friend, Brother Sammy Allen. I mean, some of them guys, they'll do that. One guy, one preacher, he had a messed up speech impediment. And he was a powerful man of God. And do you know what? All these young preacher boys run around the country and they would, while they was praying. And the man was like, would y'all please stop? I've been praying God take out me my whole life. And they imitating him. Just be you. My point is, listen, you can't expect to be Paul. God don't want you to be. Let me show you what happens when you try to be somebody you ain't. We're about done. Here's the danger of trying to set expectations so high you can't live them. Trying to jump in the waters you can't swim in. Trying to step in shoes you can't feel. Hello, Tokyo. Y'all out there? I started the service off telling you I'm your pastor. It wouldn't be a good time for you to try to jump in my shoes and lead unless you want to. It ain't easy as it looks. People want to lead, but they don't want all the responsibilities that go with it. Mark, you own a business. You know what that's about. And boys try to tell you, oh, it ought to be done like this. Well, they don't know the whole story. That's right. Are you listening? I'm right here in the Bible, baby. Don't get mad at me. I'm trying to help you. It took me years, Bobby, years of failing and living with failure until I realized I did not have to.
Amen.
God's grace is every bit as good as God said it is and better.
Amen.
The goodness of God, I cannot articulate how good He really is.
Amen.
How loving He really is. When you do mess up, when you do make a mess, His love is everlasting. His mercy will wake you up in the morning and kiss you good morning. Okay, what you did last night.
Amen.
Sure as the sun will come up in the morning, there'll be not stale, fresh mercy.
Amen.
You better know I thank God for that.
Because
I need it. You look down your long spiritual pointing nose at me, but honey, you need it. You might not have told nobody. I'm up here preaching it and telling you mine, but I'm telling you, I need it.
Yes, sir.
I need His grace. I need His mercy.
Oh, yeah.
I've jumped in other men's shoes and tried to walk around and realized they was way too heavy. It's way too big. Not until God says, hey, not until God says go, you better not go. Not till God says move, you better not move.
Amen.
Not till God says teach, you better not teach. Not till God says preach, you better not preach. Amen. I wondered about you for a long time. I thought, man, are you not going to preach, you big mouth? Big man? Got a thundering voice? My goodness, what else you need? You got all that stuff I want. I mean, he's made to be a preacher. And I thought, is he not a preacher? But I wasn't about to put it in his mind. I don't want no preacher boys that are mine. You listen? You better not be my preacher boy. Now, I'm for you. I'm for you, J.D. But you better be Jesus' preacher boy. Because I'm going to let you down. He won't. I'll fail you. He won't.
Amen, preacher. Amen.
Yes, sir.
When you get to Iceland, and Cherise had it up to here with your sorry tale, you better know that it ain't Brother Rochester that's going to come to bail you out. It's Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
I'm going to be in the sweet United States, not in Iceland. Praise the Lord, God didn't call me to be a missionary. I love them. God knows I love them. I give my money, I pray for them, but I thank God every day for Morningstar Baptist Church.
Amen.
Pagillet, South Carolina. I thank God every day for Hepzibah, Georgia, Brother David. For 12 long years, I did. It wasn't Iceland. It wasn't Mexico. I was in the U.S., baby. I loved it.
Yes, sir.
But I thank God for men like you, and I mean it.
Amen.
I mean it. Hey, man. Hey, I'm being honest with you. I don't see none of y'all packing your bags up to head to Iceland.
Yeah, man.
That's right.
You like the U.S. of A, too. I like hamburgers when I want them. Praise.
I like it.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm saying, here's the message for the hour. Because verse 31, is that where we at? I ain't in the right chapter. Excuse me. 13, then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. They are trying to perform an exorcist on a demon-possessed, sons of Sceva, full of the devil, demon-possessed people, and they ain't Paul. And they don't have Paul's power. And they don't have Paul's anointing. But they wanted what Paul wanted. They wanted his title. They wanted his position. They thought they was big, bad Paul. I'm going to tell you, hey, before you get a critical spirit, you ought to pray about it. Before you go home tonight and say, well, I just can't believe the preacher's wanting Jackie to be the assistant pastor. What in the world's he thinking? Why don't you go home and pray about it for a week like I gave you to do and asked you to do? I could have just said it and moved on. Don't be critical. Why don't you go home and pray about it and you'll find out we're on the right page. But these boys wanted to be. They wanted to perform an exorcist. I've been asked to do that. And I'm here to tell you, it is not something I'm going to volunteer for. Matter of fact, I usually tell people, not interested. Find the next preacher down the road. Take your demons with you. I'm sincere. Hey, that is not a playing thing. Hey, when I get up and preach about music, and some of you moms and daddies run down the road, let your children listen to all kind of hellish music, you have lost your mind. Music is a channel. I mean, did you know who the first choir director was? Lucifer. And he has manipulated music. It is one of the most powerful things on planet Earth, music. And demons travel through it. Through the channels on your radio, into your ear, into the gates, into the windows of your soul and your children. Right out of that TV, same thing. I ain't saying throw your TV out. I remember preachers used to preach about it. Bless God, throw your TV out. I said, no, bless God, I ain't throwing my TV out. I'm just going to watch what's right, not watch what ain't. I thought about this morning. All us Carolina fans will probably say amen to this. Say how spiritual some of you Clemson people are. Let's have a special service tomorrow night around, let's say, 8 o'clock. Wouldn't that be a good one? Yes! I could care less, but I'd see just how spirit. How much do y'all want to be above average? Woo! All the Carolina fans would be here. No, I'm just kidding. These boys trying to perform an exorcist? Hey, it didn't work out like they thought. Neither does it when you try to jump in a place or a position that ain't yours. And try to grab power that don't belong to you. Wives, you better grab hold of what I'm saying. It's the husband's place. I know that ain't popular in 2020. But he's the one that's going to stand before God, not you. Let him lead. That's all you can do. You cannot manipulate, manage, control, twist it. And if it gets done wrong, guess who's going to stand before God with it? He is, and you ain't. You'll say, thank God, I ain't. Now, I better not even make that joke. I started to say, I wish I was born a woman, but in this day, you can't say that. That's sad. But the same is true. Hey, children, youngins, look up here. Wake up and look up. Hey, you youngins, listen. It ain't your place. Hey, No, I am. You little rebel. Are you listening to me? That ain't your place. It ain't your power. That's your mom and daddy's place and power. They are the authority. And for you to grab that from them and try to dictate how your home's going to be run and say, no, well, you ain't going out. I'm going there. Well, everybody else is doing. You ain't everybody else. You ought to thank God you got a mom and daddy who says no every now and then. My mama tell me sometimes, she'd say, okay, you can go. I'd ask her for the same thing the next week. Can I go? No. Why? You just let me go last week. It's same place, same people. What's wrong? Because sometimes you just need to hear no. You don't have to have a reason. Because I said no. Well, children don't understand that kind of talk these days. Well, why? Like a bunch of Baptists. Why? Well, why? Why? That's why it's so close to why. Makes me sick. Why? Why? I got four children. Why? 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 Because I said so. Amen. Let me go to bed. Leave me in peace, you nut. Go to bed. Be quiet. If you're talking, it better be where I can't hear it. Hush! Don't say why another time. You can tell our pastor more than I've been here. Baptists are the same way. We doing that? Why? Because God said to. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen in 2020. I'm taking it one day at a time. But when he gives light and says go, I say, okay. I don't know what's around the corner. But I am going to step when he says step. And whether you follow, that's on you. I can't make you. But I would highly advise it. Yeah. Now, how many of you would be upset at your children if they said, Well, bless God, I tell you what, I'm ahead of this house. I'll tell you what, you go to your room. This is the way things are going to be run around here. Do you understand that is exactly the same order God set up in the church? There ain't a deacon to run this church. Steve, Jimmy, Roy, rest of them, y'all servants, it ain't your place to know the direction of the church. I don't need permission. I don't. You know why? Most Baptist churches are run by deacon boards, and it's chaos. God didn't set it up that way. Just like He didn't set a home up to be run by a board or by a crowd of youngins. No, He set up a man and a woman to be a helpmeet to that man.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, ain't it? We just got right down to pastoring tonight.
Amen.
My daughter told me this on the way to church. It was probably one of the best blessings I've got in a long time. I felt awful. I felt like a devil jumped on me while I started preaching this morning. I'm being sincere. And I'm preaching a long time because I'm feeling good. And as soon as I get done, I know I'm going to feel like a dog again. So get over it. I'm trying to sweat this thing out. On the way to church tonight, my precious daughter, I can't say this on tape, it's been recorded. I want her to go to jail. Macy, where you at, Macy? Where's Macy? A nursery. Well, good for her. I can really say it and brag on her. She won't hear it. Turn the volume down. No. Sit back, boy. She said, Daddy, she was driving. She had to come pick me up for church. She had to come pick me up for church, or I'd have had to walk, which would have been a good excuse for me to call and say, hey, one of y'all fellas, I'm feeling awful. I'm running a fever, tired, sick. I ain't ate a bite of food today. I feel awful. I feel like I got the flu. It hit me while I was preaching this morning. I don't hardly ever take water up there. I told JD when they were singing this morning, I said, it felt like the devil just grabbed me by the throat and clamped my throat off. I mean, I about couldn't breathe. And I said, JD, go get me some water. I think I was going to be able to preach. Well, the Lord just turned that barrel over and gave us liberty.
Amen.
It was a blessing, wasn't it?
Amen.
Had a good service. Went home, felt like a low-down, dirty dog all day. I said, ain't no way I'm going to be able to preach tonight. You know how your flesh is. I said, shh, I'm going to call Brother Jackie. I said, no, I can't call Brother Jackie. I got to go tonight and deal with it, Brother Jackie. Well, what? Boy, wouldn't that be a blessing? Say, hey, I ain't going to be able to be there. Just announce this for me. Hey, JD, how about get up and say we're going to have Brother Jackie be there, Sister Pastor. Pastor ain't here, but no, I had to be here. So I come. I said, come on. Got ready, and I mean, I'm serious. I even when I got here, Brother Ned, I come and told you. He said, you don't look like you feel good. I said, I don't. I walked around, God be my witness, with intentions, Bert. And he, you even told me, we got plenty of preachers in here. Preacher, get one of them boys to preach. That's what he told me. Well, he planted the seed, it began to grow. I started saying, that's right. I feel terrible. They're capable.
Amen.
They're ready. Amen. Brother Worsley, these young men, Brother Jackie, I mean, we got, God's blessed us. Brother David, are y'all listening? But under heaven, I'm telling you, the Lord honors faithfulness. When you feel like it, go.
Amen.
When you don't feel like it, go.
Amen.
I can't tell you how many times I've had splitting migraine headaches, had the number dialed to tell somebody, hey, preach for me tonight, I will not be there. And just go anyway, and before I know it, I mean God just opens up the heavens.
Amen.
And brother, I'm talking about headaches just fade away.
Yes.
Fevers are gone.
Right.
That sickness is gone. I mean, it will punch me with a, I mean, shoot me double barrel probably when I go home. But as for right now, I'm feeling A-OK. Yeah. Macy said, Daddy, I know this ain't going to come out right. And we just got a special relationship. Either we arguing and fussing and fighting, or we loving each other. It's one of the two. I'm beating the devil out of her, or are we hugging? That's just how we are. It's usually I'm beating the devil out. No, I'm kidding. She's finally matured, and she's a special, special child. She is. Y'all better enjoy her while she's here. I'm learning that lesson hard. I'm serious. She said, Daddy, this won't come out right. I don't even know how to say it. She said, but last Sunday when you preached, Daddy, she said, you preached like you did at South Haven. She said, I cried. I said, what do you mean? She said, and you did it again this morning like you used to preach. Boy, that hit my heart. I've been trying to fit and be for y'all something that I... You know who I am? I'm who I am.
Amen.
You're going to have to lock that or not, but I am who I am by the grace of God.
Yes. Amen.
And if my daughter's okay with it, you're going to have to get over it or get in.
Amen.
I say praise Jesus. When my daughter's enjoying the preaching, hallelujah. I'm sincere. I am, Brother Bobby, I mean that with every fiber of being within me. From my 15-year-old daughter to say, Daddy, the Lord spoke to my heart. You're preaching, I was weeping. Holy Ghost was dealing. I said, hey, I believe that sickness is getting a little better. I believe I can go another round. That's right. That's right. Don't you see how the devil will talk you out of it? Hey, how many of y'all have laid, laid out of church because you felt bad, and if you'd have just got up and gone on like you do when you feel bad and you go to work? Ain't it amazing, Brother Dale, how that Sunday morning sickness just creeps in and creeps out by Monday morning? Well, I'm telling you, I'm just coming down with it so bad, it's killing me. I can't make it all. Sunday morning, bring! Work boots on. Here we go. Let's go, boys. I feel bad, but I got to get that money. You know it's true. God bless you. Say amen. I'm going to call your name. Say amen. You know that's the truth. You know I'm telling the truth.
Amen.
All right. Y'all about had all you can handle. Don't try to be somebody you ain't. Be who you are for the glory of God and by the grace of God. Did you see what Paul did? The power Paul had, just his handkerchiefs, just his aprons, was healing people, casting devils out. People saw that and they wanted that power. Didn't they? Ain't that what we read? These seven sons of Sceva, look what happened. This is it, and we'll be done. And they were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew and a chief of priests, which did so. Religious people. Chief of priests, a Jew, and these seven sons of Sceva. Listen. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know. But who are you? That's when the demon done the mic drop. Oh yeah, I know Jesus. I know Paul. But who are you? Who you think you are? Think you got power to cast me out? Oh, they had a bad day. Them demons wasn't getting cast out by them. It wasn't their place. They didn't have the power. Are you listening? There's some things you better leave alone.
Amen.
Okay, you want to make the decisions around here? Dictate and tell and direct how the church is going to go. Next demon-possessed person comes by, have your phone ready. I'll send them to your house.
Amen.
See how much you want to lead then. Brother Jackie, that's part of your package right there. No, you get all the demon-possessed people. Y'all think I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. It's real. You'd be amazed. You be amazed how many demon-possessed people. They're everywhere. You bump into them all the time. I've had them come, and this is the truth, come and sit in the pews and take and tear the pages out of the Bible and write ungodly wickedness all through the Bibles, drooling and gnarling, and I can't even tell you in public the things that they have done in my presence. Standing in my woods, my house, watching my children play. You listen? You still want this job? You still want to run this thing? I'm going to tell you something. There's demons, special demons, that you don't have to deal with that I do. You want them? You want them? I ain't complaining. I'm just telling you the facts. Paul could handle it because Paul had grace and power to handle it. But these boys didn't. It wasn't their place to, and they had no business trying. That makes sense? You know how the story ends? Lord, have mercy. Peter, I know. No, not Peter. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? Who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. Do you know trying to grab power that ain't yours will end up hurting you and embarrassing you? I'm not going to go into details tonight, but I could give you example after example where people tried to grab positions, power, in places, and under heaven, they would have been less ashamed as these boys was. As ashamed as these boys are, running out naked and wounded. I've seen some of the most damnable and ungodly things happen right in the house of God, the last place you think people do stuff. Over power and position, prestige. Are y'all listening? Thank God you are who you are, where you are. Be what you are. Mark, you got a shop, you got a place, you got a business. Run that thing for God. Live for God. Glorify God. Raise your family. Bobby, you got a job. Work that job. Live for Jesus. Love your wife. Be faithful to the house of God. Let your youngins, let them boys see you love Him. You're going to live for Him. Give them some paths to follow. I'm not just speaking to these two men. I'm speaking to every man in this room. Brother Worsley, love your wife. Live for her. Help that mom-in-law. Be faithful as you are. Bird, thank you for your faithfulness. Be who you can be for God. Brother Ned comes in on that walker. He said, I ain't going as fast as I used to. I'm slowing down. But praise God, he's still moving.
Amen.
I can count on it.
Amen.
I don't have to take a double look. If I look in his pew and he ain't there, I'm calling. Something's wrong. That's a testimony. Say, but I can't preach. I can't teach it. I ain't asking you to. You can be faithful.
Amen.
Brother Ned has been here as long as anybody that I know, except for maybe Mama and some, Jackie, some of these. But they, he never said, preacher, I think you ought to do it this way now. He'll say, I'm following whatever you say. That's how I deal with my old pastor. That's what he tells me. I follow my old pastor, I'm following you. That's what he tells me. I pray for him, I'm following him. That's a wise man right there. He probably knows more of that Bible than I do. He probably knows more about living for Jesus than I do.
Amen.
But he knows his place. He knows who he is.
Amen.
And God's blessings on him, as well as many others. I'm not talking down to anybody. I'm talking to us all. Know who you are for the glory of God.
Amen.
Don't try to be somebody you ain't. Be who you are.
Amen.
Where you are. In your home. I beg of you, I plead with you, don't come to church and be one thing and go home and be another. If you want to send your kids to hell, That's the fastest ticket to get them there. Claim one thing with your lips and let your life be something else. You are preaching to them way louder than I can with a microphone. Be who you are by the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. I'm done preaching. Above average will be for another day. Listen, before we go tonight, I'm not going to have an altar call tonight. I'm not a Calvinist. Some of y'all get that. These Calvinists won't even give altar calls. If they're going to get saved, God will save them anyway. Well, that's crazy. Crazy. I'm not a Calvinist, but this is an invitation. Go home. Make you an altar. Do you praying at home tonight? Get your youngins with you. Get your family. It's 2020. Time is running out. If you ever plan to be a Christian, you better get with it. Amen. God's hourglass is almost empty for time. That pendulum swing from the Jew to the Gentile, it's almost left the Gentile. Just look how hard-headed and stiff-necked we've become toward God. And we are that unnatural, wild vine that was grafted in. I've been reading that too. How much easier will it be for him to graft them back in? The natural, the Jew. That's who he's turning back to. You better pay attention. Iran, y'all have been hearing, seeing that on the news. Persia, Russia, China, all around Israel. You better pay attention. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming soon.
Amen.
Soon. If you ever want to get your family in, sons and daughters, mamas and daddy's family, friends, you better quit putting it off. It's time to live for Jesus now.
Amen.
So that's the invitation. That's the message. I'm absolutely out of gas.